Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We're on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, and you can also catch us on the landline. There's a number to call in to listen to PRN. You can see that at PRN.FM. And you can also see the number posted at naturalnurse.com radio. That way you can listen by phone. You can listen online. You can listen by app. You can listen anywhere, anytime, 24/7. And we do our show live. This show we do live every Tuesday, 10 a.m. New York time. So you're welcome to join us live. We also take your questions. Best thing to do is go to naturalnurse.com calendar, and there you will find the many classes and workshops. We have about 3 or 4 coming up this week, in fact. We have a free herb walk, and that is at the Oyster Bay Library this week, tomorrow night. We also have a free online presentation for the American Herbalist Guild. But you do need to register to get the link to that. That's going to be called the Scientific Validation of Natural Medicine, along with the Consciousness of Plants. A really fascinating presentation. There's no fee for that. And it's being presented by the American Herbalist Guild. We have a class going on every single day. We also have a walk in Chinatown where we spend the day learning about ancient Chinese medicine. And we do Qigong in the park. We visit a Chinese apothecary. And we go underground to see the preparation of Chinese botanical medicines in an FDA-approved facility that's actually underground in Chinatown. Very fascinating. And you can join us for that. We also have a class where we go outside and gather edible and medicinal plants and make them into medicine, and you get to take home your own medicine. That's in June at the Restoration Organic Farm in Old Bethpage, Long Island. So as you can see, we have a plethora of events, and they are both online. Anyone can attend from anywhere, as well as on grounds where you get to meet us in person, and we love to meet you. So get in touch at naturalnurse.com. Today we have as our guest a wonderful presenter, and he is the number one best-selling author and has presented to the White House, the Alternative Medicine Commission, and Johns Hopkins University. And he is Swami. He has more than 4 decades teaching wellness and consciousness. Swami Tirtha, known as the Orange Cowboy, and he's also the host of the TV show Talking with Our Angels. So thank you so much for joining us today, Swami.
Joy, joy, joy. It's a great pleasure to be with you again, Ellen.
Now, that's a very short introduction for you, because you really are a best-selling author, and you have a number of books on Ayurveda, including the Ayurveda Primer. And your very big book on Ayurveda, which I think is one of the best-selling books, actually, on Ayurveda.
The Ayurveda Encyclopedia was an international number one bestseller for many years and was on the top 10 list for probably a decade or so.
Yes, and should be, because if anyone's interested in using that ancient system of medicine, you're certainly a person to talk to about it. But it looks like today you want to focus on something a little bit different, which is called Talking with Our Angels.
Well, you know, to bridge the gap from how did he get from Ayurveda to angels, other than they're both in the A, let's start with the letter A. In Ayurveda, they say that the cause of most physical diseases due to poor digestion. And now, fortunately, of course, Western medicine is starting to believe that, too. And what I found from all those years of seeing clients with Ayurveda, that the cause of most physical conditions, the cause of most poor digestion was due to stress. And we have a vagus nerve, as I'm sure you know, goes from the brain right into our digestive, into our stomach. So if we're nervous, we're sending nervous chemical energy into our stomach and causing poor digestion. And so then I switched from just looking at the physical digestion to addressing people's stress. And as that got better, I saw the cause of most stress, Ellen, was due to a lack of spiritual connection, however you define spiritual connection, to nature, connection to self, self-esteem, God. And so I found that by addressing people's spiritual connection, however they define it, they would really start to heal more completely, more wholly. And over the years, my search, or my, not so much a search as what's been unfolded to me, when I moved upstate from Long Island, I was invited to the Amazon rainforest where I studied with the shamans, and they told me I was a natural-born shaman and healer. And I was introduced to energy medicine when a spirit came down and blew in my heart and instantly changed my life. And that was the beginning of my journey of instant energy healing. And then later on, probably just about 2 years ago, Spirit invited me to go more deeply into my mediumship and channeling, which I had from birth. And that's when the angels started talking to me more, reminding me they were with me since birth. And I had passed twice as a child when I fell into water, and they brought me back. And they've been really, they're the ones that brought me the TV show. So they said, well, write about what you know. So I said, what better thing to do than to tell people how you talk to your angels to get the things that you want to do in the world, to help the world. So that's how
that's
I got from
story.
Ayurveda to angel.
That is a really great story. So what you're doing is you're still using Ayurveda, however, as well, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the foundation. You know, I eat according to my Ayurvedic doshas. And when I travel for whatever, I need to eat Ayurvedically. I need to take my Trifala with me. It's my constant health companion.
Well, you know, you and I are having a little private conversation here. And I know what you're talking about. We're going to have to define some of those terms, Swami, for our listeners. When you're saying you eat according to your dosha, what
right.
could that mean?
Okay, great. Yes, I'm trying to be aware of that. It's a constitution. Ayurveda is a one size fits all healing system. What it is a personalized system. So, for example, many people will say, well, if you eat fresh vegetables and fruits, that's a good thing for you. And it is. But on a deeper level, some vegetables and fruits will bother you, your constitution. So, for example, you probably know, Ellen, some people, if they eat broccoli or cauliflower, they get gas, right?
That's for sure.
But other people, that doesn't cause them gas. So we would say that broccoli and cauliflower are air-increasing foods. And if you have an air constitution, this would bother you and cause you to have gas. But a fire constitution would do just fine with it. So it looks, Ayurveda looks at the foods, at the herbs, at the exercises, at the colors and aromas, and says, these will balance you and these will upset you, even in the natural realm. So it's a deeper mystical vision of how to stay healthy and balanced.
It is. So I know when you actually have someone as a client, you help them determine through questionnaires, and of course if they're seeing you in person, but I imagine you could do this virtually as well, decide what is their dosha, because everyone has an individual dosha. And then depending on that, what eating style, herbs, even ways of sleeping and thought processes might be best for them.
Exactly. Everything right down to which mantras are good for you, which exercises to do, what type of lifestyle, when to eat, when to sleep. It's a tailored-made suit or tailored-made shoes, you know, personal.
And certainly your big book, the Ayurvedic Encyclopedia, goes into it. But I have right here in my lap, because you sent me a copy, and it's a beautiful cover, and it's called the Ayurveda Primer. And this is a great starting point to begin to initiate using this very, very ancient teaching.
Yes, this book, this was a private book that I only created for my students, my Ayurveda certification students. And it was because the encyclopedia, it's a reference manual. It's a study manual. But for a quick, here's a question that people ask, I compiled all like the top questions that all of my clients asked over a decade or more, and I put them into this little primer. So the most common questions that are asked, you probably have them, and they're right there, and they're answered in a handy-dandy format, including I even put in exercises, how to meditate, and not just theory, but here's an exercise. Try this meditation. And it's really a hands-on, just flip to the section you need to learn something, and you'll get it right away and take advantage of it and start feeling better.
Yeah, it's a very quick, handy reference. The other thing I notice, I wonder if this is because I know I'm getting older, Swami, and I know you must be too, because guess what? We've known each other many, many, many decades.
That's right.
And I notice you write this in very big print, which I personally appreciate because I don't need any glasses or anything else to just sit and read it.
I don't know if it's age or intuition, but I think people like bigger type, less information. It's like Instagram. You know, we're getting to this point where we're talking in hieroglyphics again. And small books, big type, one idea, people really seem to go for that these days. And so I want to serve that. It feels more natural.
And you have so many lovely herbs on the cover of the Ayurveda primer, such as star anise and cinnamon.
Yeah.
What a delicious combination. Isn't that star anise an amazing shape? Like when you talk about the angels, where do we get a seed that's shaped that way and is so aromatic as well as being medicinal?
And it's a beautiful flower to grow. I believe the one I used to grow it here is bluish and just beautiful. And they are a companion flower for raspberries, if I recall how I used to plant them.
So I know that you also moved to where you have, you know, a lot of land available to you.
Right, exactly. Yeah, up in nature. I live in paradise and everything. You know, you start with your – so I was listening to the show just before yours, and they said when you do a puzzle, put the edges together first, and then you could fill in the rest. So I moved upstate to paradise, and then I could fill in the rest.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, except what about the winter?
Yeah, well, you know, that's I spend them in different paradises.
Well, some people like it, too. People do like the winter.
A lot of people love it. Yeah.
A lot of people go purposely. So I know it sounds like you're doing wonderful things and really helping a lot of people. And it's interesting because when you started, the Internet and me, the Internet wasn't around. So people who wanted to study with you or take advantage of your knowledge in terms of setting up an Ayurvedic protocol for them or learning how to talk to their angels, whatever the case may be, would have to come personally. But now you're available by, you know, online as well.
My Ayurveda encyclopedia just got picked up. It's going to be written in Spanish in 4 or 5 volumes. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
Right out of Spain. So the whole world will have access to the encyclopedia in Spanish now. So I'm really excited.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's nice. But how are you going to check that it's going to be correctly, transcribed?
Well, it's a major Ayurvedic publisher in Spain that's doing it.
Okay, that's a pretty good guess. That's a pretty good guess that they'll know what you're talking about to begin with, right? Because
exactly.
If someone tried to describe something like that, and even if they're Spanish-speaking but they're not fully familiar with the Ayurvedic system, it would still be, you know, perhaps a challenge to get it right. But you've got the exact right person. Wow.
Yeah, and the angels brought them to me. I didn't do anything.
Let's say, how did that happen? Why would you say the angels brought them to you?
Okay, so let me just sort of give my background. I think in some ways I'm a big fan of the word semantics. And what some people call angels, others may call intuition. Others may call higher source. Others may call nature. Others may call God. So I'm happy with whatever people's term they use. for me, there's actually a point where sometimes I'm not sure who it is. And, you know, if they're bringing me good news, it doesn't matter who it is. I just say thank you. But sometimes I'll actually see the angels in the clouds or imagine and think, gee, that seems like an angel up there in the clouds. Somebody says to me, oh, you have this giant angel over your shoulder. So I'd say, well, who are you? And they'd say, Uriel. I go, okay, yeah, but I know Uriel's a big one, but who are you? Uriel. And after about six Uriels, I finally say, okay, I'm going to just say it's Uriel. It's actually a scientific methodology that I follow, Ellen. I said to them, all right, I'm going to just imagine that what you're saying is true, and I'm going to just act on it. I'm going to be consistent. So if I'm really missing something, it's up to you to make it right. So it's just like in business, consistency is a path to success. So anything that's positive, I attribute to them, and I move in that direction. And that way, it works out for me that way. So when I have a sort of a pact with spirit, and they tell me, you work on yourself, you work on the things we've brought to you, or you play, you know, it's the age of celebration. And when you're needed, we'll put somebody in front of you or put something in front of you. And so one day I got an email from Spain that said, hi, we're the publishers of Ayurvedic books in Spain, and we'd love to publish your book in Spanish. Well, there we go. Okay. It just falls in my lap. And the Tao speaks of this. Those who have read the Tao, it's a very similar philosophy of
work. Let's define the Tao for those of us who don't know what that is.
The Tao is, I believe it's a Chinese word for the way, the flow. And it's a lifestyle that how to live spiritually in the world by working on your inner self. And you work on your inner self in the outer world. And by working on your inner self, the inner spirit flows. It's like energy medicine. It's like acupuncture energy. And when that inner energy flows, it starts to interact with the outer world. And by patience and kindness and love and things of that nature, you begin to have a life that's in flow. So that's kind of what the Tao, that's my humble insight into it anyway.
Well, that's a good explanation. So you're calling this angel, but someone else might be like a message that they hear inside their head. And rather than saying, oh, and ignoring it, it's more like focusing and paying attention to it.
Exactly right. You know, we have in our cultures very strong, do this or else I'm going to do, don't do that, you know. But in my experience, and this is from years of not listening, and just moving upstate where it's quiet and you hear more things. And I notice that when I hear those voices, they're kind of whispers, and they're very loving whispers. It's like, dear, would you like to do this? And then because it's so gentle and I'm so used to rah, 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 I go, oh, no, that's okay. You know, it's not an emergency. It's not in my head. It's not my face. But the times I did listen, I got so many miracles out of life. And so then I started to notice that. Again, it's a scientific observation. Every time I said yes to spirit or voice or higher or angels, whatever, my life became so much better than I had even asked for. And then I said, okay, well, let me then flip it the other way and flip it to the, you know, the null hypothesis or whatever we want to call it. I'm going to now start to listen to them as much as I can and see if my life doesn't skyrocket in the positive direction. And now I have this, they gave me the opportunity to have a show to tell people around the world. The TV show goes to 164 countries. A potential of 500 million people can be listening and talking to their angels at the same time, improving their life, not waiting for somebody else, not giving over their power, listening to a guest on my show, playing the game of talking to their angel on the show. And you know that 100th monkey theory where when enough people start doing something positive for themselves, the whole group flips over and starts to think that way too. So if we have a couple of million people talking to their angel suddenly, the whole world's going to suddenly get the idea, hey, I should be talking to my angels or spirit or whatever. So it's an amazing, I mean, I could never have imagined in my own head this would be something I could do for the world. But little by little, spirit, angels were starting to give me visions of this and giving me directions to move in this way. All I had to do is ask for help, ask to help, and then listen and take action. Even though I'd say, well, who am I to do that? I didn't care. I wanted to do it. Yeah, it's a great idea.
Well, you gave us a couple of examples, one being that translation of your book into Spanish, which is fantastic.
Right. Yeah.
And then you briefly alluded to the fact that Talking with Our Angels TV show was also brought to you through guidance. How did that happen?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it really, it brings up another point that's so important that I only started to hint at. When we serve, we get so much more back. Now, the word serve is I mean that in a high sense of service. I don't mean that in we serve as a doormat. We don't let people walk on us. We don't give up all of our energy and money and exhaust ourselves to burnout. That's not service. But it's service to me is my cup runneth over. When I'm in so much joy, there's a beautiful weather, the angels are laughing, and life is so full that it just overflows. And everybody around me just gets the laughter. They get the joy. I don't have to stop and do things or energy for people. That's an example of my cup runneth over, and people are helped just by you being you. Just by being yourself, you're happier. Your self-worth is more. So your light is shining brighter, and people get that. So in that context, then I say, well, if I'm this joyful, and Spirit is showing me I'm on a stage, outdoor arena with throngs of people, and Ellen, I'm sitting there saying, what is, okay, I get it. You want me to help throngs of people, but how? And that's when I was introduced to a Hollywood producer who I had written a movie script, and she likes it, and we're working on that now. And I started in service, connecting. I joined a group called the Evolutionary Business Council, which are people, business people, conscious thought leaders, people who want to help the world, help one another, support one another in this group. So now the theme is supporting others, supporting yourself, supporting the world. And in that process, there's a fellow who I was helping. I was introducing him to other influencers in the world, people who are making a difference. And I helped him so much. He said to me one day, you know, you deserve your own TV show. You're doing such good stuff in the world. And I said, well, my angels told me that I would be getting one, so I'm just waiting for that, waiting for them to bring it to me. He said, well, I have a TV network. Why don't you be on our network? And I had all these, you know, well, if I'm working with the angels, I have certain requirements, you know, no profanity and blah, blah, blah. And everything he offered me just hit every point on my checklist. It was a godsend. It was a godsend. It was divine. So in service, self-worth, helping others, connecting and listening to their angels, stepping into an area that is so beyond what I could have imagined, but I've learned from experience, brings much better life than the one I thought. And then
hold those beautiful thoughts, Swami, because we're going to take a break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. You can always find us at naturalnurse.com. And we're here at Progressive Radio Network, and we'll be right back with more.
On this edition of the Natural Medicine Chest, we'll take a look at the soybean, its phytochemistry, and its role as a food and medicine.
It is exciting to see a resurgence in research by universities and food scientists on the role that foods play in disease prevention. Many of these institutions, such as the United Soybean Board, the American Soybean Farmers Association, and the National Cancer Institute, are busy developing designer foods, or superfoods, concentrating the essential nutrients and phytochemicals in soybeans and other foods that have potent medicinal effects. Commonly known foods which have soy in them include soy milk, a cheese-like substance called tofu, tempeh, a fermented soy protein, and tamari, a fermented soy sauce. The soybean is a rich source of many nutrients, including selenium, zinc, beta-carotene, vitamins A, C, and E, and 20 of the 22 amino acids. Soy also contains essential fatty acids.
Research on soy foods is vast and well known to health enthusiasts, although the general public and physicians in the United States may not be aware of this plethora of research. In Japan and China, however, this is not the case, as a voluminous number of scientific studies have been carried out in animals and humans. Chinese studies reveal that soy products can increase the ability, rate of activity, and number of white blood cells. Patients receiving chemotherapy and radiation can benefit from drinking soy milk, which in several studies demonstrated a protective effect on the liver and gastrointestinal system.
It is interesting to note that the British journal Lancet revealed that vegetarians and Asians who ingest high amounts of soy have the lowest rates of cancer. This is due to one of soy's constituents called genistein. This chemical is a phytoestrogen, or plant estrogen, which can decrease and block the uptake of human estrogen and testosterone, as well as enhance its excretion. Like the drug tamoxifen, it competes with estrogen for uptake in the reproductive tissues. By doing so, hormone-dependent cancers like ovarian, breast, and prostate cancers may be prevented.
In conditions where there is a deficiency of hormones, such as osteoporosis and menopause, soy isoflavones, such as genistein, can weakly mimic estrogen and reduce the severity of these problems.
So, listeners, don't count out the versatile soybean. Make it a delicious and nutritious part of your natural medicine chest.
And welcome back once again for more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We're so happy to have you with us today during our show, and we love to hear from you at naturalnurse.com. It's really fun to see all the downloads that so many of you everywhere around the world are participating in this show. That number is in the hundreds of thousands, and that is just great, and we love to do this for you. Today, we have as our guest a wonderful guest, Swami Tirtha, the Orange Cowboy, and he's the host of a TV show, Talking with Our Angels, and also a number one best-selling author, and has been in this field for many decades. And he's sharing with us today about his journey, as well as tidbits of information for you and your health and wellness. So we were talking about your TV show, Talking with the Angels, Swami. When is that starting? How can people watch it? I'm sure it's one of those things you can see anytime, not necessarily only when you're doing it live.
Well, it's right now I'm getting the first season together. What I'm doing is interviewing people on the internet, so they can be anywhere in the world. And as I record the show in the raw form, in the unedited form, I also put it on Facebook Live, so folks can actually watch the show before it actually goes to TV. And I put that out in my newsletter. I put it up on my website. It's on my Facebook page, so you can watch Facebook Live. Then I bring the shows into post-production, edit them down, put on the animation so it looks really beautiful, and then we'll be launching probably this summer or spring. Now, it will be available in 164 countries, in DirecTV, Viacom, Comcast. You can also get an app called TV2Go, TVTOGO, and watch it for free anywhere in the world, but it will be on certain times of the day and certain days, so it won't be internet yet, as far as I know. This is like real TV. So
now,
you'll be able to...
Facebook Live, you have to only watch it when it's live, right? They don't archive the Facebook Live?
Well, that, yes, you can watch, if you can find them after a while on Facebook Live. I think they take them down or something. I can't always find them after a while.
Okay.
For a while.
I don't know how that works. I don't even know what it is, but okay. some of our listeners do, I'm sure.
Yeah, so I have about 9 shows up there now, and if you scroll down, sometimes it takes a while to scroll, but after a while I think they disappear somehow. But you can, so yeah, go in and watch them now. I have a 9-year-old entrepreneur who's a brilliant, young, great-hearted individual. I have, who do I have in the show? I have just a whole cross of people. I have actresses coming up and directors coming up. I have somebody from the Secret who's going to be a guest. I have right now, I have entrepreneurs. I have people who are in business, but they were touched by an angel. I have, who else, musicians, a singer, a teacher.
A variety of guests. So that sounds like an interesting project that's moving forward.
Right.
Now, you've been so, you know, involved with many different things. How is Ayurveda, shamanic energy,
right,
healing, and angels? How do those all fit together?
Yeah, it's a great question. They do. That they're all, okay, here's the answer. We are the light. We are love. We are the solution. And all those other things you mentioned are tools to channel our light and love to help others. It's that simple. So what I mean is, when I learned Ayurveda, when I learned meditation, when I learned yoga, at those times I identified with those, and I was teaching the yoga as if it was me. But the older I get, the more I discover who I really am. I realize just being me is really the key. Showing up with love, showing up with light, showing up with the intention to love and share your light. That's what matters. And each person will determine, oh, they need this tool. They hear things this way. They see things this way. In Ayurveda, they say everybody learns for a different sense, color, sight, sound, touch, etc. And so even in Ayurveda, you give the method that they're best attracted to, color therapy, aromatherapy, mantras, herbs. So in life, it's the same thing. So if somebody needs energy, if they need to get out in nature, I'll get them out in nature through shamanic things. If they need a food plan, I'll give them a food plan through Ayurveda. If they need a higher calling, a laughter, I'll bring them to the angels. So it's just a tool bag of things.
Well, let's go a little bit more deeply into something you just shared.
Sure.
How would you, if somebody were to call you, I imagine they can get in touch with you online, they can sign up for your newsletter. What is the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, the best way is go to orangecowboy.com, and orange like the color, cowboy like the hat. And you can actually, when you get there, there's a free Tibetan bowl sound bath meditation that I created. You could download that.
What is that? Let's talk about that. What is a Tibetan bowl sound bath meditation?
That's a big lot of words. The Tibetan bowls, they're these metal bowls of various sizes. And when you strike them, they're like chimes in a sense, like gongs. And they produce these resonant sounds that just wash over you. And I have 7 of them, one for each chakra. And so as I play them with the intention of healing, of peace, of joy, of creativity, you can just listen, and it just soothes you. It energizes you. Whatever you need, it seems to help. And so I created a half-an-hour session that you can download and listen to anytime.
Nice. So that's just the sounds of the Tibetan bells, which really have an ancient history also.
Yes. Yeah, another
for meditation and, you know, sort of spiritually purposing your time as well as being relaxing. They've actually done some scientific studies, in fact, on what happens to brain waves after listening to those specific tones.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. I'll have to look that up. Yeah.
And so you have that available, and then people can sign up for your newsletter.
Right. I have the newsletter there as well. Well, as you sign up for the sound bath, I put you into the newsletter, and you can choose whether you want to be in it or not. You get an email says, do you really want to sign up? Yes. Okay, sign up.
And what you have in the newsletter, because I get it, it's really like a beautiful, colorful thing that talks a lot about different areas, because your involvement is very eclectic and wide into many, many different things that you're doing, lectures that you're giving, presentations, things that you have available.
Yes, I list the interviews that I've had or coming up, and this will be listed, of course. I have actually a list of the TV shows that I've created in the newsletter that just started going out. And I'd like to say I do it with regularity. I try to do it at least once a month, but I get so busy. The best way to reach me and find out what news is going on is through my Facebook page and my Instagram page. So Instagram /monkmedium. That's probably a good way to get to me. Facebook, I have more information, and you'll see the TV shows there, though.
Oh, that's good.
That's Facebook.com/ Swami Sadashiva Tirtha, which is a lot.
You have interesting articles also. Like you have one called The 30-Year Solar Eclipse Cycle. What does it mean for you? What does it mean for us?
I don't remember that article. That was a while ago, I think. Astrology plays a big role in our lives if we're aware of it. And there are certain days that it's sort of like waves. You know, surfers go out when the waves are high. And when the energies of the planets are high, we can take advantage. So when Mercury, which is the planet that relates to writing, if that's in a favorable energy, it'll be a good day for us to write a blog or write our book or things of that nature. If Mars is in a good position, it's a good day for energy. Get out there and be more active. More leadership. It's better for leadership if we're into that kind of a thing. So the moons, the new moon is a time where we start new things. And a full moon is when things culminate. And so we sort of wrap things up. And it's not so much a do it this way as if you monitor it, you'll see this is really pretty much how our lives do go if we don't force our lives so much. So there's a little insight into how I see how to apply and take advantage of the planets.
Well, one thing I find interesting is that it seems from my studies, and this is not a deep study of mine, just something I've noticed, that actually Ayurvedic astrology is not exactly the same system as what might be called Western astrology.
It is true. They are different systems. The Vedic system is more focusing on your spirit, on your soul, and how to understand who you are from the soul point of view. And I find it very profound when I started to study Western astrology. I found that it helps more in the outer world, when to start a business, when to have meetings, when to plan for big things to happen. So, for example, last week it said, this is a big week for you. Big new things are going to happen. And sure enough, like just 2 days before the end of that cycle, I was invited to be an executive producer on a veterans TV network. It's like, wow, that's a huge thing. So it really works. And so the Western astrology, I find, is more, and there's a lot more research in the Western astrology than there is in the Vedic astrology. So there's a lot more insight. I do Western astrometeorology, predicting or forecasting the weather even years ahead of time based on the planets and all the research that's been done in that.
So that is fascinating. Was there any way, you know, because it looks like we're in the midst of Earth changes now, because we've certainly had major weather events. In fact, we're in the midst of a giant Hawaiian volcano eruption as we speak right now, today. You know, is that something that could actually be predicted?
It can be. And, for example, when anything that's very that can destroy things like volcanoes or tornadoes or earthquakes. We will see Pluto, Uranus involved. Uranus is the planet of surprises and shocks, and Pluto is the planet of destruction. And what we do is we map the planets onto the Earth, and when they're in certain positions, when they fall, so probably, I haven't looked at this, but if I looked at Pluto over Hawaii, we would probably see Mars, which is a fiery planet, probably. I would guess, if I had to guess, I'd say Mars and or Pluto would be involved in what's happening in Hawaii right now.
Yeah, it's pretty astounding. And, of course, everywhere all over the planet, you know, whether it's Long Island, where they had a massive, massive hurricane, Sandy, which has still not been all repaired from years ago, to Florida, where we had several hundred-year type hurricane storms. You know, it's really wherever you look, or the tornadoes that have been up and down Tornado Alley in the Midwest. Really, there has been some really heavy-duty destructive forces. And people often wonder, well, should you move somewhere else? I mean, is there a place to determine through this system where a safe place to be is?
Well, going back to Sandy, because I did use the meteorology for that. They were warning that system was coming, and people asked me on the Internet, are we safe up here, upstate New York? And I looked at the map. I said, it is too far away from where we are. We're not going to get it, but the line runs right down into New York City. And boom, it off that line, it hit the southern coast of Long Island. So, and it flooded New York City. So that was a direct forecast that I made that happened. Now, how I use it is in the winters up here, if I see Pluto, Uranus, in a harsh angle, like a square or an opposition, as they're called, I don't want to be here in the winter because I know it's going to be a rough winter, so I will go somewhere else for that winter. Wherever you go in the world, there's going to be changes. So you can't, I don't know of any place you can live where there's no challenges. You know, California's got the earthquakes and the floods and the fires, or the fires and the mudslides. Florida's got the hurricanes. And the trick is to move for the time being, if it's a bad season, go somewhere safe.
Right, if you can be flexible. Well, we're going to take another little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, and you'll hear about some of the wonderful program that we have here at Progressive Radio Network. And, of course, all our shows are archived. If you want to listen to today's show once again or let one of your friends listen to it, we will have a link to it. I'll also be sending you a link, Swami, that you can download, link to, embed, whatever kind of thing you like to do with links. And we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
The Progressive Radio Network is a thinking person's network for our world's progressive visionaries and stakeholders and great thinkers to assemble on a commercial-free and listener-supported network. Our provocative hosts speak freely and passionately on intriguing and urgent topics such as health and news and politics and women's issues and philosophy and more that directly impact our lives. Progressive Radio Network takes chances. Our voices and ideas are not always welcomed by corporate media. So Progressive Radio Network is a very important outlet for these great thinkers.
Coalition, and our show is titled What in the Cell is Going On. We will be revealing how vaccine toxins damage our cells, how to allow the body to heal itself, and how to protect yourselves from the drug company's agenda. Join us every Monday at 2 p.m. on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, to learn all you need to set yourselves free from the medical, military, and industrial cartel.
New to crypto? Curious? Interested in learning more? Or are you a seasoned investor? who wants to find new and ever-evolving crypto investments. No matter what level you are, we want to keep you informed. Join us on coffeetalk.co, Let's Talk Crypto, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on PRN.fm.
On the web or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. And today we are talking with Swami Tirtha, the Orange Cowboy, and you can find him at orangecowboy.com. He's working on a new TV show called Talking with Our Angels, which we're discussing with him today. And Swami, you said you were on Facebook, and that's a good place to go. How do we find you on Facebook?
Yeah, at facebook.com. /, and then my full name, Swami Sadashiva Tirtha. I guess I can think it through.
Let me ask you this. If you go to orangecowboy.com, is there a link, like, to Facebook?
Yes, there's a link, yeah. And actually, you'll see my name up. It'll change from orangecowboy.com to SwamiSadashivaTirtha.com. So.
Hey, that's like an easier way because we can't spell that. Like if people are driving,
the show to spell that.
We have a lot of car listeners, Swami. It's interesting because all over the country and even the world, apparently there's ways, I don't know how, to download these things and then play them in your car.
Yes, yes.
So don't try to write Swami's name while you're driving.
No. And don't close your eyes and meditate either when you're driving. That's not a good
thing. Right, right. And what about meditation? I mean, you have certainly been a proponent of meditation for decades.
Yeah. If I may just, I wanted to go back to the weather and finish a thought for you.
Oh,
both.
Please do.
The other thing is when, like you said, not everybody can move for the winter or the summer if there's a bad issue. But the main reason I started was to know what's coming up and prepare for it. So if you're a householder, if you own your own house and it's a bad winter coming up, just make sure you have extra batteries and flashlights and all sorts of things in case the power goes out, extra food. If you're a town or village, you can know how to plan your budget for the next winter, save up some money, make sure your truck, buy an extra truck or more sand or ice, de-icing salt or whatever. So you just plan for it that way. If you're a power company, maybe you know to cut down more trees this year because next winter is going to be a hurricane. We lost power in this summer in August twice, and that's when I decided I really needed to learn how to prepare. So that's when I got into the whole weather, astrological weather.
That's a good idea. Now, would preparing be have a generator, or would it be having lots of hand-powered tools that you don't need electricity for?
Whatever you people call preparation, prepare. Don't be caught, short. That's really the whole point why I got involved, to help myself and everybody else be prepared.
Well, many years ago, I was very involved with creating communities that really now they're kind of being called preppers, but this was back in the 60s. And in fact, my children were born in an off-the-grid community in Bisbee, Arizona, where we actually joined together with like-minded people and created a community. And one of our premises was living as much as possible off the grid. So if something happened to the grid, especially more than for a couple of days or even weeks, but like in Puerto Rico where now it's 6 months, it wouldn't matter. We would just continue our life. And as we can see, there are communities such as the Amish who are really very prepared. They almost won't blink if that happens.
Exactly right. Yeah. And now there's more and more opportunities for that. The prices of solar has gone down. So battery storage now, they're coming out with a battery from that Tesla group. It's like a two-day battery. It'll run for 2 days nonstop. I mean, need to run it the whole time, but we're getting there.
Well, what about more and more creating community with like-minded people?
This is really one of the biggest things, I think, community really more than ever. The younger people, the millennials, they're recognizing the real need for like-minded community. And for me, I mentioned this very briefly before, there's a group called the Evolutionary Business Council. And it's a group of people who are they have new ideas, they want to help the world, and they support one another. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I'll give you an example. My friend wrote a book a few months ago, and he put an email or put a Facebook link out in our page, the group page, and said, if you feel this book is of value, I would appreciate it if you share it with your following. And everybody has a following of maybe 1,000 to 300 million. That's basically the range. And there's maybe 200 people in the group. And we have a range, we have a global collective reach of a 300 million. So potentially, people...
300 million, that's a pretty big group.
That's a pretty big reach for, just 300 people, 200 people. So his book went to number one in Canada that day and went to number one in the U.S. the next day, just from the help and support of his fellow members. It's an amazing thing. You amplify goodness with goodness. It's like group meditation. You get enough people meditating in a group, everybody gets lifted up so much more. So, yeah, community is very important.
And like-minded. I guess the only downside of that is that it seems to be in recent times, especially with the politics that are going on today, I would say, divisive as well, where people are forming groups, but they're sort of diametrically opposed rather than working all together.
Well, nothing is perfect. So community is a need for community. And unfortunately, there are those who community against others. But obviously, you and I are talking about community for win-win situations. And in every community, there's always going to be humanness. So you have to still be an individual. You have to still be willing to step up and say, this is not something. Like in our group, they say, if you don't feel aligned with what people are asking, just say, sorry, this one's not for me. And that's how we maintain our personal integrity and we maintain the integrity of the group. So it's very important, coming back to the idea of authenticity, being your unique self, even in community.
And talking about authenticity, obviously you have followed your own path. And you're seeing even as time goes on, that vision can change. And why do a lot of people feel they don't have a clear vision? Like they question why they're even living. And unfortunately, some people get very depressed about that.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of it. Well, ultimately, I think I've been thinking a lot about this lately. I think fear is the ultimate cause. We're afraid of something. Why are we afraid? We were probably programmed into it. Our parents says, don't stick your neck out, blend in, don't rock the boat. We are full of joy. And then as we get older, society pushes that out of us, steps it out of us. Don't be like that. Nobody will take you seriously. You can't get a job if you're that happy. And nobody will, comedians are taken less seriously than serious actors. And yet they turn out to be the best serious actors when they want to do that.
So, that's true. That is true.
Yeah. So I think it's just learn to be yourself. Ask for help, whether it's the angels or God or spirit. One of the easiest ways to get help is to ask for it. And I mean, in a spiritual way. You can ask your friends, too, if they're like-minded, or at least be around people. Look at the people around you. There's a saying that says the five closest people around you are going to determine you economically, socially, emotionally, everything about you, holistically, health-wise. And if your friends are telling you, don't step out of line, don't be unique, hide who you are, don't go after a lot of money, who are you to think like this, then that's why you're where you are. And it's hard. It's easier today because we have the internet and you can find like-minded groups everywhere now. So if you aren't in an area where they're spiritually supported or holistically supported, find the group online. There's meetup groups all around the country. So, but we have to ask, and then we have to take action. We have to do it. We can't just pray and hope somebody's going to pick us up and move us somewhere.
That's true. Well, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today and for sharing all your knowledge and all your years and you know, seeing your evolvement, because you certainly are not stuck on one concept and it has to be that way. You're sort of in an evolutionary mode at all times, and right. You invite people to increase their knowledge and their joy.
Right, exactly right. Yeah. Has to.
So we're going to end, but just give people one more time a really good sort of sending off your vision and how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, my vision is we are in the age of celebration. That's what the angels told me. That's what you and I talked about in an earlier conversation. The shamans around the world have told us both. It's the age of celebration. So learn, figure out how to be happy in your life, even if it's little by little. Look for something each day that brings you happiness. Smile, force a smile, and your brain chemicals start making you happier. And you can reach me at orangecowboy.com.
That's great. Well, thank you again so much for being our guest today. And keep up the excellent work and exciting journey that you're on with your angels and guides, as well as your deep reach into Ayurveda. And remember, Swami has a wonderful new book, Ayurveda Primer, as well as a book that goes into the discussion that we had today on talking with our angels. So until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. That you stay healthy.